The USDA has a number of programs in place that you can get signed up for. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. Of course, one of the bigger programs being talked about right now and sign up is well underway is the USDA's Farmer Assistance Bridge Program. Hillary Miracle is the state executive director of the Nebraska Farm Service Agency.
Yeah, so for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, we're really happy with how the rollout's going. We have a lot of options for our farmers to get in, and they can sign up in their normal way. They can go in and work with their team at the county office at FSA, or they can use login.gov, which we're getting some pretty good feedback on. Farmers can log in, work through it all online. And then they still do have to sign, but they can access it online and get a lot of their work done. We've had great luck, and we have had a few hiccups. And for those farmers who've had a hiccup in that, they give us a call. We work through it. We work with them individually and make sure they're able to get on. So in-person county office versus login.gov, it's all gone extremely well. But I do think one thing that I want to make sure is clear, We will not be sending out those pre-filled apps like we've seen in a couple past programs. And so we really do need farmers to take that initiative, you know, chat with their county office, jump on login.gov, whatever works best for them. I think we're seeing some instituting of new technology, and it's being pretty well received.
Now, how long do producers have to get signed up?
They have until April 17th. So as you know, with any new program, we're really excited last week, this week, but we know they're going to be in the field pretty soon. So Let's go ahead and keep getting this done, but they do have until April 17th, so it's not a really long sign up, but it's not extraordinarily short either.
So the million-dollar question is, once they get signed up, when can funds be expected, Hillary? Sorry to put you on that spot.
Yeah, so we are starting to issue payments, and so those are going to be coming very, very quickly. We're working on the review processes, making sure everything's going through right. So, you know, I don't have an exact date, but the secretary had really encouraged us to look at making sure there's dollars going out the door by February 28th. So we are seeing those payments happening, but it's going to take a couple days to get everybody through. So Have a little bit of patience.
And again, a good way to find out more information, go up your webpage. And if you want to make an appointment, that's the best, right? To make an appointment with one of the fine folks there. They'll help you out, answer the questions that you may have.
Absolutely. You've been listening, Keith. Make that appointment with your local county office. They will walk you through it. The application is pretty straightforward, especially if everybody has all of their acreage reporting done and all of that correctly. It's going to go really fast and be pretty straightforward because it's based on acres.
Now, you talk about acres. I know there's some changes going on with the base acres. Any update that you can give us? Some of the changes there?
Yeah, so the updating of base acres has been really, really quite exciting. We saw that through the One Big Beautiful Bill, and its first increase in over 20 years. So as a farmer, I'm really excited. As an FSA director, I'm really excited because this matters for our producers. And so it's going to help streamline the process. We're going through, we're updating those base acres. You know, in Nebraska, I think we're 70% done with our piece, and then it'll go out to farmers to make sure that they agree and everything is accurate. And so we'll be able to work with those producers, get their acres updated, and make sure that all of their information is accurate.
Again, if you're uncertain about some of the deadlines and maybe the application process for some of these programs, you're highly encouraged to contact your local FSA office, set up an appointment. They'll walk through all the different programs with you. With your WNAX Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.